Welcome, welcome. I'm so glad you could be here with me this evening for this masterclass. We are talking tonight about Unlock Your Soul Blueprint for Purpose and Prosperity. This is really the sweet spot for wealth. And so I'm excited to bring this to you. And, you know, I want to thank you for being here and really deciding to embark on this journey into yourself and to discovering yourself and to wanting to get to know your sacred wealth code. You know, it is your divine gifts and your unique encoding for wealth. So if you're ready to discover how you're encoded for wealth, your divine gifts, get over the confusion, the overwhelm, or frustration about creating, you know, the wealthy life that you want to live, you're absolutely in the right place with me tonight. You know, we're going to take this deep dive into how to live at the intersection of purpose and prosperity, as I call it. That's really where your wealth code lives. And you can change your life and your business, like step by step, to finally align with your personal path to wealth. And here's why it's personal. The thing is, your soul already knows what you should be doing to create the fulfilled, wealthy life that you desire, to create the business that, you know, is really calling to be created through you, to bring your movement, your message, your purpose out into the world. And, you know, you actually have this personal wealth user's guide within you. It came with you at birth, and it's your divine plan for abundance, for purpose, for passion. And it's designed on a soul level for you, and that's why it's Unlock Your Soul Blueprint. Your soul blueprint, you know, you're given at birth. It's choices that you've made on a soul level on how you wanted to be, what you wanted to actualize, what your purpose is, what your challenges are too, so that you could grow in this lifetime. And everyone has a unique gift. Everyone has a unique gift. And here's the beautiful thing. Whatever you've come here to give, even if you don't know what that is, I'm going to help you with that. But whatever you've come here to give, the world wants that from you too. The world absolutely wants that from you too. So just a little bit about where I came from. I always knew that I could do anything that I wanted if I could just find out what that was. I knew that there was something I should be doing. And I tried a lot of different things. I lived on my own since I was very young. I worked since I was very young. And I tried a lot of different things. And some of those things felt like, you know, clothes that just didn't fit right. Those situations where I was like, that's not me. I learned a lot along the way. And life had a way of, my soul had a way of guiding me into more and more of my gifts, into the deep intuitive teacher that I am. Into the astrologer that I am, into my love for path and purpose and helping people create businesses as well, and the spiritual coach that I am. I didn't define those things from the beginning. They defined me, my gifts defined me, and I stepped into doing those and eventually combining all those gifts together to bring you your sweet spot for wealth, your intersection of purpose and prosperity, your sacred wealth code. And if you've already got my book, then, you know, you've either already, or if you've been working at, or you're getting close to working through the process. And this is a taste of that process. Now, you know, I teach this in a lot of formats. I teach this in my book. I teach this through, you know, free trainings like this. I teach that in my membership program, in my private clients, in my business academy. But tonight I want more than anything for you to understand what makes you unique in the world, and that there is something, that your true path to creating meaningful wealth on your own terms is something that you can connect with and absolutely live into, because you have a path that's just your path, and it's, you have to put your blinders on. It's not like everybody else's path. And also that it is possible to get out of your own way, and how to do that, and how you can leverage your purpose, your desire, and your own set of superpowers to connect with your own personal path to wealth. And, you know, chances are if you're here tonight, you're either not living the wealthy life that you want, or you have wealth in worldly terms, but you don't have that sense of fulfillment. You know, you don't, if something's off, you feel stressed, or you've created a lot of what looks like wealth, but you know there's something deeper inside of you yet. Or, you know, maybe you think that you're living on purpose, like I thought at one time, but the money isn't flowing. And I'll tell you a little bit more about that later. But you may be living just off center from where you are meant to be. Until I discovered my unique sweet spot for creating wealth through the simple process of the Sacred Wealth Code, I really thought I was on purpose. And the fact is I was, but I was just off center, and that held me back. And I know there's, you know, you maybe feel like you're doing that great work in the world. You're a change agent. You're a visionary. You're an entrepreneur. Maybe you're a healer. Maybe you're writing an amazing book, whatever it is that you're doing, but you know, the wealth isn't flowing to you. Well, something's amiss. And I discovered your Sacred Wealth Code, again, that sweet spot between purpose and prosperity, by using my skills as a Vedic astrologer, business coach, and an energy practitioner, and a spiritual coach at a time when I really was brought to my knees. And again, I'll tell you about that in just a little while, where I had nowhere else to turn but inside. And it started to become, it started to reveal itself to me. And the beautiful thing is it revealed itself in a way that I could give it to you. And it's been my mission ever since to help people really understand how they are wired up for doing what they're here to do and having a happy life, a wealthy life, but really feeling like you're making a difference and having a way to work through your challenges. So my definition of wealth is everything you need to fulfill your greater purpose on earth. And that could be the money, the time, the freedom, the security, the self-expression, or the service to others. That you desire for wealth, you know, your desire for wealth is this major key for unlocking your high value gifts and talents. You know, the ones that no one else can do like you, your unique gifts and talents, no one else does it like you. And when you are stepping into your, what I call your highest value gifts, again, what you want to give is so obvious, and you start to understand that's what the world wants from you as well. Your Sacred Wealth Code can actually be tracked and found by following the path of your highest value gifts and talents, your superpowers, as I like to call them. And it's accessed literally at this place of where purpose and prosperity come together. So in Vedic astrology, and that's my Vedic astrology part of things, where I look at soul blueprints, that is where we find true wealth. Everything you need to fulfill your purpose. It's where your purpose planets and your prosperity planets come together. But I have a lot of ways in for you to understand that for yourself through the Sacred Wealth Code that you can tune into, and you'll be able to do that through our process tonight. And so we'll be going for about 75 minutes tonight. And we'll be doing some experiential processes. This is a masterclass. This is experiential. This isn't just information. You are going to want to take notes. You're going to get some deep insight about things. Some things are going to wake up for you. You're going to break through some things. I want to teach you how to live what I call in the final frontier. And that's from what your soul knows down to the soles of your feet, down through the density of your body. And it takes time, and you're worth it. But I want to get you firmly planted on this path. Hang in till the end, because I've got some special things for you that I want to share with you. And I want to talk a little bit about the energy of 2017 that we're living in. So last year for a lot of people was a pretty challenging year, 2016, and we had some challenging aspects. 2017, you know, we always want to be up to speed with the current energy. So if you're trying to run a computer program that was from maybe 2010 or 2012, and it's just not doing what you want it to do, it just doesn't run right, it doesn't have all the capacity, it's out of date, it's not current, it's the best way I want to say it. So it might not be compatible with an operating system. It's not current. Well, you've got to get yourself current. You get your energy current with the 2017 energy. So we're almost halfway through 2017. And just ask yourself, like, are you on the path you want to be on? Do you feel like you're up to speed with yourself? Are you still working with some of the struggles you had last year? Or maybe you've passed, you're not in those. That's great. But have you got really current? And here's how I want you to help you understand if you are in the current energy or not. So this 2017 energy is calling us to be present, to be awake, to be present, to be authentic. Now, that word authentic is used and batted around a lot. But what I mean is you being you, like only you can be you. You giving what you really are here to give without worrying about, does it fit the right marketing strategy? Without worrying about, am I going to be accepted? You getting behind yourself and supporting yourself for you to show up with truly what only you can give. And through your communication, through the work that you're doing in the world, through the support you give others. And there is, I want to say, people who maybe aren't even aware of it, they have a pretty sensitive meter right now for whether something's authentic or not, whether someone's authentic or not. It's not a time to copy. It's not a time to try the same old thing that didn't work before. And it's not a time to jump ship. And it may be a time to redirect. But you've got to get really squeaky clean with yourself. That's what my daddy calls it, squeaky clean with yourself. And get really down to what's true for you. And are you moving that forward through your communications and through your work in the world, especially? And that's your divine gifts. So let's get centered up. I want to invite you to just take a deep full breath because we need to come present and just, you're going to get used to this with me, coming into your heart, breathing down into your belly, getting present and clear. And we're going to do a little process around that. But first, yeah, let's go ahead and do that now. So if you're not driving, close your eyes and take some deep full breaths down into your belly. Put your hand on your heart. Relax your jaw. Just let your responsibilities slide off your shoulders. You've come here. Let's get fully present and fully be here and get all the benefit out of this masterclass this evening. You can unlock a part of you that maybe you aren't in touch with or you haven't been in touch with for a while now. So take another deep full breath. Put your hand on your heart. Breathe as if you could breathe right in and out through your heart. You'll get used to doing this with me. I guide you to do this in all of our work and in my book, Your Sacred Wealth Code. And I want to invite you to just imagine that you could slide your mind right down to your heart. And walk your mind down a staircase, right down to the very center of your heart. Take a deep breath in. Let yourself sit in that sacred space for a moment. And I want to invite you to tune into my vision with me. And just for a moment, just imagine a world where everyone was connected to their truest, most authentic definition of wealth, like wealth on your own terms. Imagine that everyone was fully aligned with their desire to expand their gifts, their purpose in the world, and that each had everything they needed to fulfill their greatest purpose. Now imagine how different the world would be. The enormous contributions that each one of us could make if we were truly on our paths, living our purpose, and giving our divine gifts. Wouldn't that be amazing? Take a deep full breath. Thanks for coming present with me. Turn off any other distractions. We're going to dive into our practice here together tonight. I'm going to take you through the four pillars of the Sacred Wealth Code. Mm-hmm. And they are really the key to living at this intersection of purpose and prosperity. And you want to live at that intersection because that's where you'll feel that deeper meaning, that deeper satisfaction, that deeper fulfillment in life and what you're doing. But you also have that sense of prosperity and what it is for you. Now, wealth means something different for each and every one of us. But one thing that I've identified is that wealth itself has a sense of fulfillment that goes along with it. Wealth is equated to money in our culture because of the times we're living in, but it's not just money. Money is a part of it because it happens to be an energy of exchange, and a lot of us get really hooked up around money, and there's a lot of beliefs to clear there. We're not going to go all into that this evening. I do that in my programs, absolutely, and in my business academy. But for you this evening, I want you to know that you do have a wealth means something to you in particular, and we're going to dive into what that actually is. So it's really important to know, you know, what your wealth dream is and why it's really important to you. So our why equals our purpose, our why for anything. And before we dive into the why that you want wealth, let's talk a little bit more about and dive into what your actual wealth dream is. So I want to invite you to just, and you might want to write some things down here. What does a wealthy life even look like for you? What's it look like? If you were really living that wealthy life that you want to live, what does that look like to you? Does that mean that when you put your feet on the floor every morning, you know, you have this sense of satisfaction, you know, you're free. Freedom was a huge one for me, free to do what you wanted to do, when you want to do it, free to purchase anything you want to, give whatever money away you want to. That's been a big part of, I learned that from very young. I worked since I was very young, and freedom was incredibly, and still is, important to me. I love to support who I want to expand my work in the world in any way I want to. I love to, you know, take really pristine care of myself and my family and donate money where I want to, or take my time and give it where it feels meaningful to me. So if you're living your most wealthy life, just take a deep breath and close your eyes for a moment and imagine what your perfect day would look like, what you would be doing maybe differently than you do now if you were really living your wealthy life. Where would you be spending your time? Who would you be spending it with? What would you be engaged in on a daily basis? Would you be working? Would you be expanding your business? Would you be writing a book? Would you be on vacation? What would your wealthy life look like? What would you need to have? Does that mean you have a lot of money in the bank? I know some people who need to have a lot of money in the bank to feel wealthy. I know some people who can have a little bit of money in the bank and feel incredibly wealthy. What is your definition of wealth? What do you need to feel wealthy? And what does that wealthy life look like for you? So just take a moment to really sink into that. And I want you to write some things down. I want you to write down what you actually imagine your wealthy life to be. And the key is, what would you be doing differently? Would you have that peace when you got up in the morning? Would you feel like you're making a difference? Would you have the absolute freedom to go anywhere, do anything, buy anything? So whatever you're imagining your wealthy life to be, it's really important to know what that is. And that leads us to our next step, which is incredibly important, and that is to know why. Why you want the wealth that you want. Your why equals purpose, and this is really the first pillar of the Sacred Wealth Code. There are four pillars. This is, again, how to live at that sweet spot of purpose and prosperity, how to align with the best of you so that you're being who you are, doing what you love, and having the kind of wealth that makes sense to you. That's right and true for you. So it's important to know why you want the wealth. Whenever you know your why, you understand the purpose for something. So there's the greater purpose we're here for in the world, and following and using your divine gifts, your superpowers, as I call them, your sacred wealth code, that will allow you to be at that intersection of purpose and prosperity. You will be purposeful no matter what if you follow your divine gifts. But you need to know why. Why is the wealth that you want important to you? So, you know, in broader terms, wealth is everything you need to fulfill your purpose. Again, including that money, time, you know, freedom, self-expression. So let's dig in a little bit here. I'm going to do an inner process so that you can understand exactly why. Because before you can create it, you have to know why you're creating it. Why is the vehicle to get you to that intersection of purpose and prosperity? So close your eyes for a moment. Again, you'll get used to doing this. You're going to want to write some things down, probably. Put your hand on your heart, take a deep, full breath. And look, if you're multitasking or something right now, I encourage you to get present right now, because you're going to discover some things about yourself tonight that you probably won't take the time for otherwise. And we're holding the space for right here. So take a deep, full breath. All right. Tune into your heart. And I want to invite you to let this question drop in, drop all the way down into your heart. This is where your soul speaks to you. And it might speak to you through words, through feelings, through imagery. However, it doesn't matter. So let this question drop into your heart. If I really tell myself the truth, why? Why do I want to create the wealth that I want? I know what I want to create, but why do I want to create it? Why is it important to me? Why is so much more important than how? And I'll get you there every time. So let that question drop into your heart. Why is this important to me? A couple more questions to help you get to it. Why is this important, and what is this going to make possible for me? Maybe you want to be wealthy because, you know, you want greater security, or you want to buy that new home or car, or you want to, you know, travel and experience the world, or you want to create a healthier lifestyle without worrying about how much it costs. You want to retire your spouse, or you want to start a business or take your business to the next level, or assist a charity or leave a legacy. Why is it important to you, and what's that going to make possible for you? Take a deep, full breath. And write that down. You want to keep that in front of you. You want to absolutely understand and keep your why completely, completely present for you. So you have a sense now why that's important for you. And if something didn't come up for you, that's okay. It's gonna reverberate in you, and it's gonna start to come up for you, okay? Why is it important? Your why equals your purpose. And when I'm doing that, I'm getting downloaded a bunch of information. So hang on with me for a moment. Let me reel this back. So whatever that why is, whatever you've come up with that why, go ahead and some people post in the chat there. Hopefully I can see it. And if not, Crystal's going to send me a note so that I can actually tune in with you guys here. So why? What's the big why that came up for you? This is part of your purpose for wanting wealth, for creating wealth. You need to know what that is. It's actually connected to your greater purpose in life as well. your greatest purpose in life. So you want to keep that in front of you, that why part. It's very important. Now, let's talk about this. When we reel our desire back to its essence and energy, we see that desire is actually a trigger, and it pushes us to reach beyond our comfort zone. Now, desire, your desire for more wealth, we need to know the why of it, but I want you to embrace your desire, because if you don't believe desire is, it's okay to have desire, I want you to think of desire this way. It is our desires that we are in an ever-expanding universe, and it is our desires that helps to create and expand the universe. So our desires are really important. And your desire to be on your own wealth path that is directly connected to purpose for you at every level, that's a pretty nice desire. And that's a pretty great way to be expanding our universe. A really great way to be expanding our universe. So that desire also, and that once we start to know our purpose for creating wealth, which leads to our purpose of why we're even here, it's connected, that it helps you to reach beyond your comfort zone, to grow, to imagine, to create. And this energy directly contributes to, like I said, the expansion of ourselves, the planet, our personal sphere of influence, the universe as a whole, and you're a big part of this whole. So right now, I just ask you to embrace fully, just fully embrace that desire for wealth and for prosperity, to embrace the why. Know that when you're properly aligned, it'll empower you to actualize your purpose in the world. It'll call you to continue to grow beyond your comfort zone, which is a good thing. When you get uncomfortable, it's okay. You'll get used to getting uncomfortable, and you'll almost start to get excited about getting a little uncomfortable. And at the same time, you know how bored you get when you're not on that growing edge? And I know if you're here, you're definitely on that leading growing edge of things. So when you actualize wealth on your own terms, based on your own definition of wealthiness, you're working for the greater good for yourself, but for the planet and for humanity as well. And for so many of us, this runs counter-current to what we are told. Counter-current to what we are told. So I want to go into just a little bit of my story around how I came onto the Sacred Wealth Code. I believe I was been on this path throughout my life, but when I had my yoga center, Yoga and Beyond the Yoga of Life, and I was teaching under that umbrella, weaving all my gifts together and teaching teachers and working intuitively in private sessions and energy work and Vedic astrology, and created a beautiful community. And this was a world-class center. It had a very high overhead. It housed practitioners. It was an amazing place. And I was guided to open it. And it was scary when I opened it. And I had a smaller yoga center before, but this was a big leap. And I went ahead and did it. But I got the guidance to do it. So I followed the guidance to do it. Well, about 3.5 years in, we were doing good from the get-go. We had a six-figure plus sales in the center, but there was a lot to support there. And of course, there was an investment to get in. And so there wasn't a lot of it that I was taking home with me. I was on part of the shadow side of my wealth code. I later figured out once I really got into my understanding my wealth code. What happened for me is I was on purpose. I was about 65-70% on purpose. I wasn't more like 85-100% on purpose. And it was starting to show my relationship was falling apart. And that was not just the yoga center. It was other things as well. I was going deeper in debt. And I was getting stressed out. And I realized that I was off my true path. And at that time, I tried everything. I tried bringing in a partner, turning it into a nonprofit. Through that process, I realized, oh, I'm doing something that I didn't think I was doing, but I was doing it again. And luckily, it gave me the opportunity to really clear it out, and the universe really let me know that it was time. I was doing what I was good at. too much of the time, which was administration, facilitation, and I wasn't accepting help, wasn't asking for it, and I wasn't really accepting it either. So I was running the whole business, and I'm a good business person, but I know better. You can't run a whole business and be, you know, in that giving your brilliance. I needed to have a team, and I didn't. And I didn't because I was really independent, and I had an old belief that I had to do it all myself in order to be worthy. Now, I didn't know that in those terms at the time, but in that dark night of the soul when everything was crumbling down and where I was going to lose the center, and I felt like I was losing more than that, I was going to have to expose myself to everyone in my community. Well, when that moment came, I got it that I was compromising what I was really here for, the difference I could make, and the level of fulfillment I could have in my own life, because I was attached to my worthiness being I had to do it all alone. Luckily, I knew to stay on my knees for a while, and I let it all go, and it wasn't easy. And in that, one of my clients came to me and said, "Hey, you should ask your community for help. These people love you." And I was like, it just felt so much to ask for help and expose myself. She helped me. I let her help. She helped me write a letter. And in writing that letter, I just let people know where I was at and how they could help. And within a week's time, we had maybe $10,000 come in the door with the most beautiful cards and letters. And it always brings me to tears because what they said, it was, "Thank you. Thank you for giving me the opportunity to help and to give to you. And you know what that showed me? It was something that I thought I already had, you know, like really embodied, but I didn't. And I do now. That circle of giving and receiving, you have to be able to be on both sides of it. And being on the receiving side of it was as powerful as being on the giving side of it. And we all have the side we're more comfortable with, but I learned through that experience, and I've been able to ask for help ever since. In that moment of being in, not more than a moment, it was really, I want to say, in the really crux of that dark night of the soul, it was about a month's time, letting go of the center, and I was committed to doing my work and figuring out what the heck. And that's when I really discovered my wealth code. And it's interesting because I discovered it in reverse. I discovered where I was in the shadow. And then the whole wealth code revealed itself to me. I knew it, but I didn't know it at this level. And I didn't know how to wrap practicality around it and give it away. And I learned that through this whole process. So I turned around and hired a business coach, very heart-centered business coach. I'm very grateful to her. I went back to working with my spiritual mentor and my Vedic astrology mentor, and I started to have an assistant and a team, and I would never, never not have help now. Like, Crystal's been on the line with us, and you know, I couldn't do all of this without her and the rest of my team, and also my mentors. So I learned I never have to do it alone, and I don't. And so the universe always has my back, and sometimes it has my back through people. And before, I depended just on a lot of prayer and a lot of, okay, I can do this, I'm doing it on my own. So I share that with you in case you're in that dark night of the soul or you've been there. And if that is the case, it is because there is something, the universe is turning out all the lights around you so that you can finally see your path. It's taking away everything else so that you can see your path. And that's exactly what happened to me and anyone else I've helped get through this dark night of the soul. So if you're there, or you've been there, or you know someone's there, that's the message I see in it. And know that just you're right where you need to be, and all we have to do is open the next door. So your why is one of the big ones, okay? Why you want that wealth. Getting past the things that are holding you back, the limiting beliefs. And the limiting beliefs, we're going to touch on this today. I do a lot of belief clearing with people because it's important. But if you do a lot of belief clearing and you don't embody your integrate and then take your next steps, which I call inspired action. And then sometimes I see some people just stay in the clearing mode forever. You have to be in the clearing mode and the action mode, and the clearing mode and the action mode. The universe likes action. I'm fond of soul inspired inside out action. You can just keep bouncing around with action and you will get bumped into your path a lot of the time. And sometimes not. But that clearing process, then you need to take some action. But what I want you to discover today is I want you to discover just the main top belief right now, because this is some deep work we can go into. And I do in my business academy, we really have to peel these layers away so that you can get out in the world. So you're willing to be seen. So you let go of, you know, receiving money. Like, you have to open the door to receive the wealth, the money, the resources, which isn't always money, but that's part of it. So, you know, one of the root beliefs that some people have, or a variation of that, is that, you know, money is the root of all evil. That hasn't been mine, but I see that with a lot of people, so I want to mention it. I'm going to mention a few more, and then I'm going to take you in for you to discover yours, okay? So if you want more money, then you're a greedy person. That's another one. And I like the term wealth because it isn't just money, but it includes money. And that's why that's my purpose and my path, is to help you around having the wealth you want in your life, which includes having to be on purpose as well. It takes money to make money. If you have money, others won't be able to receive what they need. There's only so much to go around. So there's a lot of limiting beliefs that can come in around the money, but I just want to peel that one layer off tonight, because then it'll be more, you'll be more open to the next part of this work that we need to go into. So take a deep, full breath, and let's tune in once again. Breathe all the way down into your belly. Close your eyes. Tune in. And let this question drop into your heart. Let it drop into your heart. And I really want to encourage you to just take this time to go all the way in, because it's hard to do by yourself, and a lot of times it's, you won't do it. So I'm just going to help you corral your energy. Remember, we're here in this current energy. We've got to get aligned. So when it comes to money, what is the number one belief that's holding you back? What are you afraid of? Or what do you believe that is connected to some level of scarcity? So tune into what that is. Tune into what that is. And what are you afraid of? What are you believing that's may not be true? It might be true for you at some level and it's holding you back, but not true, true. And you're going to want to write that down. And if you have a whole list, that's fine. Write them down. And go ahead and type in the chat what those beliefs are. I want you to see that you're not alone in your beliefs, that a lot of us have similar beliefs. So it'd be great to go ahead and share some of those, because again, you're in a collective community here. So what are you noticing about, what are you noticing about your beliefs? What are you noticing? And I don't know if anyone's typing in the chat. I don't see anything in the chat. So Crystal, you can help me with that. If there's anyone typing what those beliefs are, love to know what's coming up for you. And what we're going to do with those beliefs is I want to invite you just to take a deep full breath and just take the top belief that came up for you. And just for tonight, we're just going to say, is that actually true? Is that belief true? Maybe at some part of you believes that, but is it from that conscious part of you, mature conscious part of you, is it actually true? So just take notice. And we're going to get some inspired action from moving past this belief. You know, usually I'll do a big energy clearing around that. And let me do it. Okay. So I'm being called to actually do that. So let's take a moment and let's just peel a layer off of that. So you can just tune in and you can relax. And I want you to feel just the contraction of that belief that's come up for you, or those beliefs and where those hold. I can just tap into you guys. I feel them in the throat. I feel them in the high heart. I feel them in the third chakra area. A lot of them in the third chakra area. Actually, I feel some up in the crown chakra area, closing some of you off to your greater brilliance, and also some underneath, keeping you from your grounding and your connection all the way through to the earth. And you want to be connected from the top down. So we're just going to, those are all beliefs that are held in a very young part of you, and we're going to bring those beliefs, for those of you who are willing, and you have to be willing, into your current present time embodiment. These are parts of you that have just been misguided. And I want to invite you to just open up as we grow this aspect of you up to be recognized that you're mature, that you are brilliant, that you are not a young one that's picked up this belief by being told something or having an experience that said you were less than in some way, or witnessed something that was less than. And we're just going to let that all integrate through this part of you that can hold a much higher intention for you. I'm going to invite it to hold a much higher intention for you. And you can tune into what that intention is. So this part of you that's been holding this misguided belief in present time can hold a much better intention for you. That's much more in alignment with your wealth path. So let's tune into what that is. So take a full breath. And just tune into what is that intention that this part of you is holding for you now, in present time, can hold for you. Take a deep full breath. Okay, beautiful. So whatever that intention is, I want you to write that down. Okay, write that down. And let's go for inspired action. Last question for this. What's one inspired action that I can take to support myself in embodying this intention, so I can move past this belief? What's one inspired action you can take? And whatever that is, write that down. And the big part of it is take it, put it on your calendar, and actually take that action. Actually take that action. There's more you could do, but this is something you can do to help integrate and move this through. And it's really important that you follow through with the inspired action. All right. So I'm just going to clear that energy out. There's practices in the book for working past those beliefs. And as I said, in in any of my programs, we really dive into those and clear those, and especially in the Business Academy, because in order to be on this path of sacred wealth, and if you're creating a movement out in the world, those we've got to clear those beliefs, because it's like sweeping the path in front of you, or else you'll make a step forward and you'll create some wealth. You will start your movement, but you'll have start, stop, or start and then just stop. So we've got to get these beliefs out of the way. It's crucial. So just take a deep full breath. And again, I'm just going to clear that out. And we're going to retouch on the first pillar of wealth, which is your soul's big why. Okay. So your soul's big why, you know why you want wealth, and that is directly connected to your greater purpose in the world. Now, I'm going to save that for another training to dig deeper into that, because I want to get to your highest value gifts, because that is the biggest clue to your purpose. You'll always discover your purpose in giving your greatest gifts. So the next pillar of the Sacred Wealth Code, and again, I know I'm going through these quickly, but I told you we only have time for certain focuses today. And is your passion, which is really the essence of fulfillment. And where passion comes in, and passion's that second pillar, it's literally the fuel for your purpose. It's, so think of it this way. Your purpose is the vehicle. That's the vehicle to move you forward to wealth. And it puts you on your path of wealth. Passion is it's like jet fuel. It's like horsepower for your actual purpose. And where your passion is ignited, you're actually in that neighborhood of intersection, of that neighborhood of purpose and prosperity. You're actually living in that place when your passion is ignited. Now, there's the passion for doing your passion in the world. That's not exactly what I'm talking about, and it's okay if that's how this turns out, but it's really about your being in what lights you up on a daily basis, because then you're just in that neighborhood of your sacred wealth code and you've got the fuel you need to be in your purpose, to be in your highest value gifts, to get through your greatest gifts and challenges. That's why it's so important. So with your passion, you want to engage in your passion regularly, whatever lights you up. For me, I need to be outside in nature. I need to dance and do yoga regularly. I need to hike regularly. I need to have deep connection with people that I, dear ones that I care about. I need to be teaching. These are all things that give me passion. I also need to travel to beautiful places to be in my passion. I'm spending like cooking for my family actually puts me in my passion. So you want to do these things on a regular basis. So you want to make a note to go work with that section and work with your passions so that you put your passion in your life on a regular basis. It doesn't have to be your purpose. It's think of it as I'm fueling my purpose and I'm staying in my zone of my sacred wealth code by being regularly in my passion. So let's talk about, I'm being told to tell you what keeps you from being in your passion. Well, some of the things that keep you from being in your passion is thinking it has to be other than it is. And that's why I want to separate it out from purpose. It's okay if it's right directly connected, but I'm giving you a different way to connect it. Putting the things you should do before the things that actually bring you alive and aligned. Living from the outside in will keep you away from your passions. Living up to other people's expectations. Time and money, those are all things that'll keep you from your passion. And you can work your passion into your life in 5 minutes, you know, and in 5 hours, and whatever time you have. And it's important to know what lights you up and to put that in your life on a regular basis. It's really important. So your high value gifts is the third pillar of the wealth code. And I call this wielding your superpowers. You know, our unity, I heard this great, great quote. I'm not sure who said it, but one of my sacred wealth coaches, Rebecca, brought this quote to me. And it's, our unity is in our differences. Our unity is in our differences. Thank God we're all wired up differently. Thank God we all have different gifts and talents. Even in the sacred wealth code archetypal system, which is the language of purpose and prosperity, each archetype holds a whole set of high value gifts. And then some that you'll tune into that I haven't listed for you. And those high value gifts, the ones that are uniquely yours, are the ones that make you you and make your gift so valuable, that are directly connected to your authenticity, to when you want to start that business, when you want to take your business to another level. You've got to be able to wield those superpowers. I shared a story in the book that I'm going to share again here right now, which is with one of my clients, and this was a pretty recent story. And she is a great practitioner. She is used to doing healing with people, but she really found one of her high value gifts as being a teacher. But she had that afraid to be seen, and she had to do some clearing, and she's still doing clearing on that. But the good news is, as soon as she started to do the clearing, she started to take the steps to be seen in the world as the teacher that she is. And because of that, she's been able to create programs and build her online business where she's working with sensitives and empaths and light workers, bringing their gifts out into the world through her teaching and her channeling. And so that's her unique gift as the teacher. It was also her channeling and how she actually helps make energy understandable and other people's gifts understandable and usable in her own way. So I share that with you because whatever your highest value gifts and talents are, they are a clue to what your sacred wealth code archetypes are, and vice versa. Whatever your sacred wealth code archetypes are, they hold your superpowers. They are what make you unique in the world. So you want to dig in and discover what your highest value gifts are. And today I want to help you just tune into at least one or two of your highest value gifts. In the book, you can I give you several practices to really dig into your highest value gifts and choose your archetypes, because I believe your soul already knows. In a sacred wealth code reading, which is included in all my programs, or it's a standalone offering, that I actually look at your Vedic astrology chart and I say, here's your purpose and plan, and your purpose and prosperity planets intersect. Here are your sacred wealth code archetypes with some things that really define them, because it's very unique to you. But I wrote this book because there is a way for you to tap into that, because your soul already knows. Soul already knows. So let's just do a quick practice here around articulating, tapping in, and then articulating some of your highest value gifts and talents. So I want you just to be in this tuned in place and have your pencil, pen, your paper and pen, or your keyboard or whatever ready. And I'm going to ask you a series of questions, and then you just write down whatever comes to you. You write down whatever comes to you. Tonight, I'm only looking for you to just clue into at least one of your gifts, okay? This is a deeper process, and in my business academy, we really go into this, the gifts that the world really wants from you within your movement in the world, and how to take your gifts and move them through your business and through your project, your movement, your mission in the world. So tune in. And if I tell myself the truth, what high value gifts, what superpowers have I had since birth? Like, if I was just left to my own devices, if I look back through my life, that I've always been that artist. I've always been incredibly creative. I've always just been an amazing problem solver. I've always been the one who knew how to just get up and lead the situation. I've always been the one who knew how to just feel that other one and was sensitive to them and knew how to tap into somebody else and be able to nurture them in a moment of need. Maybe you've been you know how to create strategy. Maybe you're amazing with numbers. What is it that is a gift that you have that's always been with you? So tune into what that is and just trust yourself. Write down whatever comes up for you. Again, this is a masterclass. We're going deep. We're getting, we're doing, digging in and doing as much as we can during the time we have. Take another deep full breath. And then the next question, the other question we're going to ask here is, currently, what is the gift that I really want to be giving, the thing that I would love to do all day long? If it just didn't matter if I was ever going to make any money doing it, if I was ever going to attract any wealth, what's that gift I just love to do? That gift I love to have or be engaged with, what is that? And those of you who are saying, I already tried that and it didn't work or I didn't make money from that, just please put that out of your mind right now. I'm just hearing that as beliefs that are coming in. And so we're just going to move those out. So take another deep full breath. And then just open your eyes and write down whatever's come up for you. You can post any of that in the chat. That would be great. All right. So with your gifts, right now for your next step, I want you to leave this masterclass with is the inspired action. So you're going to tune in and just ask yourself, what's one inspired action I can take in the next 24 hours to use one or both of these gifts, whatever's come up for you today. And if you have more than one gift, after our class, you can go through and do this for each one. But what's one inspired action I can take to really use this gift? What's one inspired action I could take to really use this gift? So for one of my clients, David, he was in a position that he's really a leader. Okay, let's just put it that way. He's really a connector and a leader. And he was in a position where he was not, where he's more of a strategist. And he can do that. It's great. It's a gift of his, but it's not his highest value gift. Just like I'm a good administrator, but it's not my highest value gifts. And so that he ended up starting to use, even though he wasn't in a leadership position, he found every opportunity in his company that he was working for to step in and lead, because what he kept seeing was there was gaps where nobody was leading. And you'll see that around you if you have a leader archetype, that, and that's one of your gifts, that there's a lot of places that need to be led and nobody's leading. So he would step in and lead and lead. And not to step on anybody else's toes, but just to, that's what leaders do. And before long, people were noticing the difference he was making. He was also challenged because places that aren't being led in his company were kind of a mess. But he was able to go in and create teams and create bonding and create results for the company and create that connection that's also that he's so good at that helps him lead really well. And he got promoted a couple of times, and he's in a leadership position now instead of watching how badly things were led because some things weren't being led. So there's always a way to step into your gifts, even if you're in a company and working for somebody else. There's always an opening, even doing what you're doing now, even if it's not the ultimate thing that you want to be doing. Okay, so you want to walk away with that inspired action. The fourth pillar, we're not going to dig into fully here, but I do want you to take, I'm just going to go for it. I'm just going to take you right into the practice. Your greatest challenge. And this is the unexpected gateway to wealth, because right next to your greatest challenge is your greatest gifts. The poisonous plant has the antidote growing right next to it. The greatest challenges you have are there as challenges because they're covering up something. It's either soul growth that you've been called, like I really want to stretch in this life and move past this, or so that you can be more of something, or it is a place that has been, you've taken on some beliefs and you've got this fear that's covering up something. So what that might look like is, okay, maybe you were incredibly intuitive. I've always been incredibly intuitive. That didn't sit well with my mom. It freaked her out. My grandmother she nurtured that in me, and I was really grateful to have that. And my mom wasn't wrong. She just didn't know. It was, how did I have all that information? And I wasn't like the walking psychic or anything. I just was tapped in, and I knew, and I could feel things. And I was also highly, highly sensitive. So I didn't get from her like it was okay to let the intuition flag fly. I had to, and because of that, I actually kept it hidden until a few years ago. In fact, I was like all my clients' best kept secret. And until I stepped forward and said, I'm an intuitive, I'm a Vedic astrologer, along with being a teacher and a business consultant and, you know, a spiritual coach, I'm an intuitive. That is when actually through the Sacred Wealth Code, Dark Night of the Soul, and coming out of the shadow into the Wealth Code, that was part of my unveiling into being an intuitive. And so that is also what up-leveled my wealth in the world in a big way. So whatever you're holding down or keeping behind the curtain because you're afraid of being seen with it, for probably good reasons, is one of your greatest gifts. So I want you just to tune in, and we're not going to dig all into this tonight, but I want to give you a taste of this. So tune in. Close your eyes, take a deep full breath, and tune into what's one of your greatest challenges right now. What's your biggest fear, your greatest challenge around your gifts? Around your gifts. What's your greatest challenge? And if it doesn't come up around your gifts, it'll come up in some way. What is the greatest challenge? And I guarantee your greatest gift is right with it. There is a great gift with it. So what's your greatest challenge right now? I told you about mine. And whatever that greatest challenge is, write it down. And then you also want to ask yourself, and just be honest, if I tell myself the truth, what challenge is this gift covering up? What challenge is this gift that I have? What is this challenge? Which gift, I'm sorry, is this challenge covering up? This challenge is like a gatekeeper for one of your gifts. Just tune in and ask. It's good information to have. Really good information to have. And you can also, how I want you to work with that is I want you to start to use that gift. The high value gifts you came up with in our last exercise, and then the gift that you just tuned into, just want you to find a little way to use that gift. Just start to take it out for a spin. Just start to take it out for a spin. There's lots of ways I can help you with that, but for tonight, for now, just start to use it, make it feel safe, bring it out. And I promise you, it will put you more on your personal path to wealth. And when you're on your path to wealth, you're on your purpose. When you're truly on your purpose, you're on your path to wealth. And if you follow it long enough, wealth has no choice but to find you. And wealth in opportunities, wealth in money flow, wealth in relationships and connections, wealth in, you know, even a grander sense of purpose, or maybe a collaboration with other people's purpose. So many miraculous things happen when you get on this path. So just close your eyes for a moment and take a deep breath as we come to a close here. And what would your life, what would your business, what would your movement in the world and your bank account look like in the next 3 months, the next 6 months, the next 12 months? If you were really bringing your greatest gifts, your highest value gifts forward in your work, or you found which gifts, you know, really were your work in the world. What would your life, your business look like, your movement, if you were crystal clear on the work in the world, on your work in the world, and were showing up with the best of what you have to offer on a daily basis? Would you be attracting more people who needed your services? Would you be building that momentum and that movement and helping those, you know, who you're here to serve in a better way? Yeah, you would be. Who would be with you? Just tune in. Who might be with you? Where would you be living? Where would you be thrilled to invest your time, your energy? What would you be doing differently? For fun? What would you be doing differently with the freedom that you've created for yourself? So I'm grateful that you tuned in tonight for this dive into purpose and prosperity and to help free you up from some of those bound places. And if you're ready to really create, get really serious and have some serious fun also in creating your soul aligned wealth, then I want to invite you just to take a moment and continue to listen in to, I want to share with you a program in a way that you can come in and work with me and work with my team in my Sacred Wealth Business Academy. So you're obviously here for a reason. You want to create more wealth. You want to do it in an aligned way. You've taken the time to read and dive into this material. So I want to give you a next step for yourself. So my Sacred Wealth Business Academy is all about you aligning with your wealth code. It's a center for manifesting wealth. And in this, aligning with your wealth code, and so that you have everything you need to fulfill your purpose and also create that movement and move that business over or move from that career to that business, to actually take your wealth code, know it, because you get your wealth code reading in it, embody it, and bring it from soul all the way down to the soles of your feet and take it on purpose, especially if you're, you know, have a movement to create in the world, you're on a mission, or you want to take your business to the next level, but you're really tired of all the marketing strategies and trying to figure out which way, which funnel to have or whatever. No, to know your unique way of creating your wealth in the world. You also totally dig into your purpose and really get crystal clear on what your purpose is within your business, within your movements. Because remember, purpose equals why. Why equals purpose. You also will understand your soul blueprint at many, many levels. I use the Vedic astrology to help you to understand not only your sacred wealth code, but how some of the energy is playing out, which part of your wealth code is activated now in your soul cycle, how it's playing out, the current energy trends, so you can move with the energy instead of moving against it. So we use the Vedic astrology for that. I teach the whole group about that. And then also I use that personally with you, so you know exactly how those transits are hitting you on a monthly basis. So that's really useful information to have. You have a community, and you have personal time with me and personal time with my sacred wealth coaches. So it's really important to have that personal time in one-on-one sessions. And it's also really important to have time in a community. We can't do this alone. You learn how to trust your instincts, how to trust your intuition at a very deep level, how to be aligned from the inside out, clearing all your beliefs and barriers that are keeping you in circling the same place or not letting you move to the next level and keep sweeping that path in front of you, and learning those skills and also having me come in and help move the energy for you as well. To really become masterful around money and not, and use it as a form of energy instead of the old beliefs that are attached to it. Mastering your masculine feminine energy so you can fully move from the inside out and blend the divine feminine with this, with the sacred masculine within yourself, so that you are fully aligned and you know how to be flexible in what kind of energy at which time in your business and your mission. So you know how to attract the right clients to you or the right customers to you that are fully aligned with you. Also, you really learn about heart-centered sales. In any business, you're going to need to invite in people at some level for your products and your services. And we do that in a heart-centered way that feels really right and true for you. And real practical, down-to-earth business strategy. So this program, there's a lot more to it. But what I want to offer you today to learn more about the program, I'll tell you a couple more things. I'm hearing that. Tell us a little bit more, Prema. So there's a two-day live mastermind that's retreat that's that I hold for this program. There is the private online forum. You get your soul success map. That's along with your soul blueprint and all that information around that. That's Vedic astrology time with me. You also get a full access member site to all the wealth code trainings and archetype trainings, and which I'm constantly adding to. You have so many, whatever you need to create, whether you need to create your mission and movement, you've got all kinds of trainings that I've created for you, and I create new ones all the time for you as well. You have, we meet 2 times a month and as a group online, but you also have private coaching sessions as well. So there's much more. But here's what I want to offer you this evening is just to hop on the phone with me or one of my members of my team, my Sacred Wealth Code coaches. And that's another thing I do is certify Sacred Wealth Code coaches. And so that we can help you understand what your greatest gifts are right now, what your greatest challenge is right now. See if the Sacred Wealth Business Academy is the right next step for you. And if not, what is the right next step for you, and help you create that plan for that next step. And so this is really a value-filled time. And we only invite people into the program who are really aligned with the program, who it's really truly in alignment with them. So if you want to book out one of these sessions, you just need to go to Sacred Wealth Code, Sacred Wealth Code. Crystal's going to drop that in the chat as well. sacredwealthcode.com/wealth. sacredwealthcode.com/wealth. Or reply to one of the emails that you got about this masterclass and just say, yes, I would like to book one of those sessions, and we'll send you a link to do that. Crystal dropped it into the chat as well. So again, yes, we'll find out what your best next step is for you. And if it's a Sacred Wealth Business Academy, awesome. If it's another best step for you, we're going to give you that best step. But you're really going to understand again what that greatest gift is for you. What is the challenge that you're dealing with right now, your greatest challenge, and help you to break through that and create a plan for you for your next steps to move your mission, to move your movement forward in the world and fully align with your Sacred Wealth Code. So I want to thank you so much for being here tonight. If you have any questions, now's the time. You can pop them in the chat. I'm happy to answer any questions that you have. You can, again, go to sacredwealthcode.com/wealth or reply to one of the emails that you got. And we'll just take a deep dive together and help you get clear on whatever your next steps are, because you're here for a reason here on this masterclass, but you're also here in this collective of wanting to align with purpose and prosperity and pave that way in 2017 for others. And remember this, more than anything, remember this, what you want to most give the world, even if you don't know exactly what that is what the world wants from you, is absolutely what the world wants from you as well. So I encourage you to continue to dive into the book, to take to heart the practices we did tonight and take the inspired action steps that you got for those practices, and to also hop on the line with us so that we can help you to get directed in the right direction, navigate in the right direction. So much love to all of you. And thanks for hanging in with the technology difficulties in the very beginning. Much love to you. And I look forward to hearing more about where you are and how we can help you next. Okay, bye.